In this segment, we'll hear about the parliamentary archives and how to see them. We'll learn how to attend a live parliamentary debate. And we'll hear the story of the suffragette banner and the ladies' gallery. Brought to you by the Houses of Parliament, here again is Amy Griggs with Miss Melanie Unwin, Deputy Curator of the Parliamentary Art Collection, and Dr. Mary Takayanagi, Senior Archivist for the Houses of Parliament.
Mary, I understand that Abby Morgan and Sarah Gavron were your guests, and you showed them around the archives.
That's right. Yes, I did. And also two of the female producers who actually worked to get the film made in the first place.
That's wonderful. And we're very happy to know it's a female film, right?
Absolutely. It's very unusual, I think, for a feature film, for a big proper blockbuster type film to have women behind it in this way. I mean, it's pretty rare that you get a female director in anything, really. So
yes.
To have a sort of all-female production team visit Parliament, it was a great treat. They had been to the building before for the filming, of course, as Melanie's just mentioned, but this was afterwards, and they were visiting to revisit and to learn a bit more about the spaces they'd use. And so they got one of these suffragette tours, like we've just been talking about, people can experience themselves. And then I also got to show them the parliamentary archives. So the Parliamentary Archives is where we keep the historic records of both Houses of Parliament, the House of Commons and the House of Lords. And our archives date back to 1497. So we have about 500 years of history stored in the Palace of Westminster in the Victoria Tower. And one of the rooms that the archives are stored in is called the Original Act Room. And it's where all the historic acts of Parliament, the legislation, the laws are stored, dating back to 1497. And they're in the form of rolls, parchment rolls, until about 150 years ago. So it's quite a treat to walk in this room and find yourself surrounded by 60,000 parchment rolls. And that was the experience they got. And it was great, particularly Abby Morgan was very taken with it. So she was a screenwriter who did all the research. And she started asking about some of the historic acts of Parliament that were passed affecting women's lives and gender equality, which would have been there in the room all around them, sort of buried amongst all the other acts about things like taxation, health, education, local things like building roads, railways, canals. And of course, all these things have affected women historically, and some of them particularly affect women. And to find yourself surrounded by history like that is quite an experience. There is a virtual tour on the Parliament website, so anybody in the whole world from the comfort of their own living room can explore the Victoria Tower on the virtual tour. And this means that you can see everything from top to bottom. You can stand on the roof and get the view from the top. You can stand in the act room and go through 360 degrees and see all the acts around you, and see some of the other storage areas as well, and explore going up and down the spiral staircase, which runs throughout the Victoria Tower, so people can get the full effect of everything that the suffragette group saw, as I say, from the comfort of your own living room.
And I believe you have, and this is also available on the website, there is a great clip of you doing a short interview about the suffragette banner.
Yes, so this is my favourite document held in the Parliamentary Archives. It's a suffragette banner that dates from 1908, from a very famous incident in Parliament, which is known as the Grill Incident today.
Yes.
Now, what happens on this night? It was the 28th of October 1908. Three suffragettes from the Women's Freedom League were sitting up in the Ladies' Gallery in the House of Commons listening to the debates. I should say, explain that the Ladies' Gallery was a place where women had to sit separately from men in those days. They weren't allowed to sit with the men in the general public gallery. They had to sit segregated in a separate gallery that was high up above the speaker's chair. And it had heavy grills over the window, which made it very difficult to see or hear. So these women were sitting up there, and then at a prearranged signal, they all jumped up, shouted, "Vote for women!" And two of them chained themselves to the grill that covered the windows of the Ladies' Gallery, and the third one dropped this banner through the grill and lowered it into the House of Commons chamber. And it caused such a disruption that the Hansard reporter who was recording the parliamentary debates that evening had to stop. And it says in the official record of parliamentary debates that the reporter couldn't hear the rest of the speech by Mr. Reventon because of the disruption in the Ladies' Gallery. They managed to officially disrupt the record of proceedings. Now, the two suffragettes who chained themselves to the grill, their names were Helen Fox and Muriel Matters, and the authorities rushed up to get them off the grill, but they couldn't immediately get them off the grill, so they took the whole grill out of the window, frog-marched the suffragettes out, still attached to the grill, and cut them off in a committee room nearby. And so it's this great parliamentary story. And the banner that was dropped through the grill by Violet Tillard, the third suffragette, amazingly, it was kept, and it ended up in the parliamentary archives after all these years. We think maybe it was initially kept perhaps because it might have been evidence in a court case, although it never went to court. And then it got rolled up, put in a cupboard, and was forgotten about. And it was rediscovered in the Sergeant at Arms Department in the House of Commons in the 1990s, and they gave it to the archives. And as I say, that's why today it's my favourite document amongst the sort of 4 million documents that we hold in the Parliamentary Archives, because of this great story behind it. And I should say, in terms of the tours as well, the grills that covered the windows of the Ladies' Gallery, they do survive today, and you can see them. Even though the Ladies' Gallery itself was destroyed in bombing during the Second World War, the grills were taken out of the window in 1917, shortly before women got the vote, and they put them in windows around Central Lobby. Now, all the tours of Parliament that all visitors will ever do will go through Central Lobby. It's right slap bang in the middle of Parliament between the House of Commons and the House of Lords. So if any of the listeners here get the chance to do a tour of Parliament, when you're in Central Lobby, look around at the windows around Central Lobby and look at the grills covering the window. And those are the Ladies' Gallery grills. And it's one of those grills that would have been taken out, that suffragettes would have chained themselves to, that had to be taken out the window.
This is fabulous and dramatic history. And Melanie, isn't there a work of art depicting the ladies' grill?
There are quite a number, actually. I mean, it was from it first being open to women, and that was only when the palace, as we see it today, was built after the Great Fire of 1834. The palace opened in the 1840s, and that's when the Ladies' Gallery was first made available. Prior to that, women were just not allowed to watch Parliament sitting. And from day one, women complained about this space because it was incredibly hot and stuffy. As you can imagine, it was the space closest to the ceiling in the House of Commons chamber, and without any jokes at all about hot air. Of course, the chamber would have been lit by gas and oil lights at that stage. So you can imagine, not only was, you know, all the hot air from those that lighting and indeed the heating rising up, but it would have been horribly smelly, oil lights, you know, gas lights, not nice at all. So they were always complaining. And this made it quite newsworthy. And so there are quite a number of images published in newspapers that we now have, and also, you know, showing these women sitting, peering forward. You know, they're standing up, bending down over the chairs, try and get a good view through these really heavy grills.
This is fascinating, and we're certainly glad it's not that way today. And there is a right that everybody should exercise when you go to London, and that is that any visitor can listen to a debate. Is that true?
Absolutely. It certainly is true, and free of charge, I can tell you. You just have to check on the parliamentary website that Parliament is sitting, which of course it does do Monday to Friday. Not every Friday, but quite a lot of Fridays, but just check on the website. And as long as it's sitting, and of course it sits into the evening as well still, you can just join a queue, quite often short, as long as you're not coming when Prime Minister's Questions is on. You're probably not going to have to wait very long, and you can choose to go and sit either in the House of Lords or the House of Commons and listen to the debate. And you can sit there for 5 minutes or 5 hours.
Everybody should do that. That is a wonderful thing. And it's not just British citizens. All of us that love British history can come. All Americans are welcome as well. So there are so many more things we want to get to. We'll have more conversations with Melanie and Mary. We'll discuss more about voting rights, Parliament, suffragettes, and wonderful art collection, and lots, lots more. So thank you, Melanie and Mary. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Be a part of Vote 100. For more information, go to www.parliament.uk/vote100. Visit the Houses of Parliament and walk in the footsteps of the real suffragettes. From British Heritage Travel Magazine, thanks for listening.